Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Everyone, this is Andrea Jaritos with Keller Williams Realty. I am part owner of the Jaritos Realty Group with my husband, Michael. And I am here today to discuss with you about purchasing a new construction home. So today's podcast will be probably about 20 minutes long. I'm just going to give you guys a brief on what some of the steps are. I'm going to give a nice little shout-out to some of the builders that I work with. So, new construction homes, let's see how we can get started. A lot of people don't understand the process of buying a newly constructed home, and it's not as difficult as most people actually realize. It's actually a fun process, and what's fun about it is that it's new. And it's yours, and everything that you design and put into that house is custom to your taste. So let's start off with the first step, which would be for you to actually be pre-approved. Now, having that pre-approval to find out how much you qualify for is key to buying any type of home, whether it's new construction or resale or commercial property, land, it doesn't matter. Speaking and sitting with a loan officer to find out what you qualify for and what's available to you based on any type of program is key. Sometimes some of the new construction sites will have their own mortgage company that they are affiliated with that is their choice. And sometimes they do want you to work with their loan officer per the incentives that they offer. Okay, so let's back up to the first step. That's getting pre-qualified or having a pre-approval, actually. The second step is to narrow down what you're looking for. Are you looking for a townhome? Are you looking for a single-family home? What areas are you looking in? And are there any new construction homes that are actually being built in those areas? Once we have that narrowed down, I, Andrea Jaritos, as your real estate agent, can actually assist you to moving through the process of buying that new construction home. So on those nice sunny days, you know, that the flags are blowing and you see certain builders and there's signage out there in the street and you want to go to those sites by yourself, please understand that having a real estate agent is not an issue. A lot of the builders honor and will honor you, the buyer, working with a realtor. So it's key that if you intentionally or unintentionally have gone down to one of their new construction sites and you feel that you don't want to mention your real estate agent's name, which is Andrea Jaritos, again, understand that the builder will honor me. You are not paying me as your real estate agent to actually help you through that process. So make sure when you go down to one of the new construction sites, you actually write down Andrea Jaritos, Keller Williams, 302-354-4271. They have already allocated whatever incentive they're paying me for bringing the buyer. And a lot of times if I'm working with several buyers at the same time, there are going to be days that I cannot go down to the new construction site with you because I already have some pre-scheduled appointment or I'm actually working with other buyers or I'm with my family. So So if I'm not with you and you've decided to go down there, or we just have, you know, between the two of us decided that it's just quicker for you to go down by yourself, just write my name down on the registration form. You will not be able to use my commission as part of your bargaining chip to actually get something in addition to whatever it is the builder is offering to you. They've already, again, decided to pay me and will honor me. So it's good to have some type of representation help you go through that contract and through all the steps that it takes to build that house while you're in that 4, 5, 6 month building process. Okay, so pre-approval, and then let that builder of your choice know that you're working with a real estate agent. Once you've decided on who you want to work with, meaning the builder, you're going to then pick out your lot. When you pick out a lot, you're going to actually put down what they call a lot hold. They will have a plot plan that is available for you to actually pick out where you want to have your house built. Now, you might see on their plot plan several different lots that are available. Only the ones that they have open are the ones that you can actually put your lot hold down on. So if they have lots 1 through 10, you cannot say to the builder, I want my house built on lot 15. Right now, in that phase that they're in, they're actually opening up lots 1 through 10. Lot 15 will be open at a later time per their schedule and all of the paperwork and things that they need to go through with the county, so forth, so on. So if lot 1 through 10 is not a lot, one of the lots that you want, then we're just going to have to wait until they open up that phase that you're interested in. After that, you put your lot hold down. That check will be written out to that builder, and for the most part, they will hold that check for the allotted amount of time, and each builder is different. Some will hold it for a week, some will hold it for 3 days, some will hold it for 48 hours. It's their choice. So a lot of the builders that I've been working with, they don't even necessarily cash that check, but it secures you actually picking out that particular property that no one else can come behind you and actually build their house on that lot. Now, do understand, if you go past the time frame that they've given you for that lot hold, your lot will actually be then offered to someone else. They'll give you a courtesy call to say, hey, you got one more day, are you moving forward, you know, what is the process and the plan here? And if you decide not to move forward or not contact them back, they will actually let someone else pick out that lot. They need to keep production moving forward. So after you've put down your lot hold, picked out your lot, the next step within a week or two will probably be to actually write your contract out. As your agent, I will be there with you to go through those steps in writing out that contract so that everything is well explained, although all the builders and the salespeople that I work with are very, you know, educating you, the buyer, what is actually going on in that contract. So no one is trying to scam you or not tell you about something, but it is a legal and binding contract. If you find that you need to have someone go over that contract before you actually sign the dotted line, please don't feel pressured. You know, let them know, can I take this contract back to an attorney of my choice? Let them read it over. I love you and Andrea to death, but I would really like to have someone else look it over for me that I just feel a little bit more comfortable with, and that's fine. I'm not taking offense to that. I'd rather you feel more comfortable with going through this process than feeling pressured and feeling like you didn't have an opportunity to speak to someone else. So once we get that contract signed, do understand that they're also going to want to take additional monies, each builder is different, to actually go with that contract, that at some point that money will actually be cashed. Understand also that that 5% of your actual sales price or 10% or whatever it is they decide to work out with you will go towards the total amount that your loan officer has told you that you need to actually purchase that property. A lot of times I'll get, you know, the builder wants $25,000 between me putting my, you know, 10% down with the contract or 5% down with my contract. plus 50% of my that I decided to put in the house. I have to give the builder 50% of that upgrade. And when I total those items up, Andrea, it's actually more than what my loan officer told me that I have to put down. The builder will not be keeping those additional money. You will get the difference back at closing. So please don't feel like you're being scammed and somebody is trying to get more money out of you. You will receive anything that is excessive, you'll receive that money back at closing. Okay, so let's not let that be an issue when you're also going through this process. So we've got our pre-approval, we put our lot hold, we've come back to the property 2 weeks later, we've written up our contract, and now they're getting ready to start the process. Sometimes there are things that will hold up the process, such as whatever the county is telling that builder that they still need to have in order. Sometimes this will have a slight setback in you moving forward with your closing date. So if that builder has told you that you're going to be closing, here it is now June, you're going to close on that house in November, weather or the roads that might not have been installed or sewer lines and pipes and everything that needs to be put in, sometimes that will hold the process. There is information that has been written into the contract that states that the builder does have a certain amount of time to build that property. So I want you to be aware of that and have in your mind what's your end-all, be-all date. This house, if they've told me that this home is going to be completed by November and I'm not in it by January, that's going to be a problem, then these are things that you need to actually realize. You are building a house from the ground up. So all of these things are a factor, okay? Sometimes builders are sharing subcontractors. They're sharing someone that is doing the framing. They're sharing someone that is pouring the foundation. So all of these different people and these different contractors are working with several builders at the same time. So if they're building 200 homes for this particular builder at a site, 100 homes at this particular builder's site, you know, there's going to be a cost there of using these contractors. So, again, don't let so much of this be an issue that it takes you out of the fun and joy of building a home. When you go into the model homes, you understand that they're models and that the builder has decided to put in a decent amount of stuff to get you all oohed and aahed when you walk into the property, and that when you are going into a model home, some of those items might be upgrades that you have to pay for, that they do offer incentives like hardwood floors, and they offer the granite, and they offer the 42-inch kitchen cabinet. But now you've gone into the master bedroom, and you've seen what they call a tray ceiling. That might be something that you have to pay for. You might see that particular granite or that particular kitchen cabinet color that's in the model. You can pick out your own colors. You will be sent to some type of design center that the builder has aligned themselves with, whether it's an actual separate facility and or something that they might have in the model home themselves, sometimes located in the basement, and you're there picking out your carpet and kitchen cabinet colors and your granite. But whatever it is in the model, that's what's in the model. Understand that sometimes when you're looking at a natural stone, such as granite, that stone might not be available at the time that they built that model to the time a year, 2 years later, that you're now coming into that model to want to actually build a model or something else. That granite might not be available. It's a natural stone. They might have renamed it. It might have a different hue. Whatever the case, the builder does also have in their contract that what is presented there in their model might not be available. So if you're stuck on those colors that they have in the model, we need to actually pose that question to that salesperson. Is what I see in this grant in this kitchen still available? The flooring color, the granite color, the cabinetry color. Are those knobs on the cabinet? Is that an upgrade? So sometimes it can be consuming, but it is a woo-saw moment that you can get through it and build your home to the liking of how it is you want to live and what's comfortable to you, via your eyesight and what you like and your taste. So all of those steps of actually picking out your colors, that's a different day. The framing of the house, that's going to be a different day. When they call you and set it up to come do a pre-construction drywall walkthrough, you're going to be actually sending an email from that salesperson to say, hey, we need you to set up an appointment. What's good for you? Framing is up. And we want to walk you through the process of the house to show you where your electrical outlets that you've picked out, where they're going to be located. So all of those things are steps that are great steps as you're moving forward with buying the house. Recessed lighting, that's sometimes considered an upgrade or options that you can pick out, you know, per the house. Your, again, carpet colors. So when you're going through it, let's make it easy. Sometimes the builders that you're working with, this is not a full custom house. It's semi-custom. So changing walls and changing this structural, you know, thing might not be available to you. And if it is, the builder might make a slight charge in order for you to actually have those different changes. So they're representing you, meaning the builder, as I am as well. They're going to send you an email for your different appointment times and what's coming up next in that process. Majority of the time, the great builders that I work with, they will CC me on those emails, but just as your agent, it's okay to say, hey, Andre, they just said that my, you know, appointment that I set up is on this day. Shoot me an email so I can be there with you. I go with my clients when they're actually doing the design process because I enjoy that. I enjoy helping you pick out your granite that might match this cabinet and picking out, you know, what your bathroom tiles may be and giving you a comfortable feeling because sometimes it can be overwhelming. Some of the builders have programs that they are set up with, one being called the Workforce Housing Program. Not every builder, but certain builders like Benchmark, Ryan, Darley Green, which is over at Montana Builders, High Hook Farms is one of the sites, Times of Odessa is one of the sites, Bayberry is one of the sites. They're actually affiliated with the Newcastle County Workforce Housing Program. And you can Google that and pull that up. And when you go to the home page, on the right-hand bottom, you'll see the builders that are actually working with that program, and they have a certain amount of lots that they are allowed to program. They have extra incentives such as $15,000 that you can actually use towards taking your sales price of the home $15,000 less. Some of them offer you, they might allow you to use that towards some option upgrades. Don't quote me on that. But workforce housing is a program that is offered to you if you qualify for that program per your income and per the amount of people that are living in the household. So even if you have an 18-year-old that is still living at home, hasn't gone off to college yet, and they have an income that's coming in, they're going to count that 18-year-old's income. They're going to count you and your spouse or your significant other. They're going to count that income. So go on that site, Workforce Housing Program, Newcastle County, Delaware, and you will actually be able to pull up a chart that shows you if your income falls in the amount of people that are in your household, if you fall within that bracket. I had a young lady that I took out yesterday, and she falls within that bracket. So not only is she getting the incentive, $3,000 per the site that she's building her house, per that builder as well. The next thing I would love to do, which is a free shout-out to some of the builders that I work with, I'm going to give you some of the information and incentives that are going on right now. Just like any sale that you might see at the mall, sometimes these incentives change. The majority of time, these incentives change. So as of right now, this is what they've given me that I'm going to actually kind of read off and give to you guys. So Ryan at High Hook Farms, they are open to sales prices from $199,000 up to $400,000 and kind of everything that's in between. So they have single-family homes and townhomes there at that site. And I might want to say they have twins, so don't shoot me, Amy, but I think we also have twins there at that location. That location, High Hook, is in Middleton. And right now they're offering finished basements on most models and a luxury kitchen package on select models, where there's granite and upgraded cabinets, stainless including the refrigerator, but they're offering you stainless steel appliances. The kitchen island are also included, and that's for a limited time. There's a person there that I normally talk to, Amy. I also talk to Michelle or Carter, some of the other sites. I'm going to give a quick shout-out to Craig. He's down at Dover. So that's Ryan. My friend Michael DiGiacomo at Kehavanian, who has two great sites in Middletown, one off of Cedar Lane Road, which is called the Estates of Cedar Lane. They also have a place called Ashley Place. Ashley Place right now has a model home that's priced at $369,900, and that's a single-family house. I want to say it's the Hancock. So Ashley, Michael DiGiacomo, Teresa Gallagher for Ponds of Odessa, they right now have a few quick-delivery townhomes, which are the Darby townhouse or the Blair carriage model home. They also have some great incentives and single-family homes that are open up and available for purchase and you know, putting a single-family home on there. And they are also part of that workforce housing program. I also have Christina, which is down at Toll Brothers. Beautiful community down at High Point, and they also have luxury homes, and they have a lot of standard luxury features for their buyers. Basically, they have granite countertops in the kitchen, upgraded ceramic tile in the master bathroom, ceramic tile in every bath, two-zone HVAC, which is your heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, hardwood floors in selected areas, hardwood staircases, fireplaces, and much more. And that's down at Toll Brothers. I also had with Shell, Shell Brothers. They're down at Parkside in Middletown. And they also have a great $10,000 incentive that's going on right now. I'm going to go right back to, real quick, Toll Brothers. They're located in Bear, so it's right before you cross over the bridge off of Route 7. They're also in a great school district of Colonial, and they have some great schools, because I know a lot of people are really praising Appaquinimic, but Colonial has also stepped up their game based on the school district. We have a open house with Meridian Crossing, and that is my friend Steve. He's down there with some townhomes and single-family homes. Their townhomes are in the mid-200s. Single-family homes are in the low 300s. Their community features low-maintenance townhomes, lawn and school, lawn care. They have also a community playground, baseball and a soccer field, clubhouse with a movie theater, office gathering room, and outdoor swimming pool and more. That's in the Bear location off of Route 40. That open house at Meridian Crossing in Bear is from this Sunday, 1 to 4. So go down there and see Steve. He is Cal Atlantic Homes, which used to be Ryland, okay? They have James, who is down off of Route 9 with Cal Atlantic Homes. They have some townhomes that are 2,300 square feet that are priced around $241,000. They're in Newcastle, Delaware. They're right now at $10,000 that they're offering as an incentive for a free option. You can use that $10,000 for some options and upgrades. And anyone who mentions my name, if they go down to see James, they're saying that they can get an additional $1,000 off. So go down to the site, mention Andre Jaritos, Keller Williams Realty, and they're actually giving you another $1,000. They have three quick move-ins, which they're called quick delivery homes, that are set up for you to move in August and September. If you are a first-time home buyer, I don't know if you know about the tax credit that's being offered. If you don't know about that, you need to give me a call on my cell so I can give you some more information about the tax credit that is available to you for as long as you're actually living in that home. So if you owe the IRS money at tax time, you get $2,000 that can go towards that bill. If you don't owe money, and let's just say you're getting a $3,000 credit at tax time, add $2,000 to that. Now, it's $2,000 that you're getting for the entire full year that you lived in that home. So I have two lovely young ladies who are building their homes, and they will be completed this July, that their first mortgage payment won't be until September 1st. So that tax credit is prorated from September, October, November, and December. So you have to qualify for that. I'm going to definitely make sure that they're going to receive that if they qualify. So if they're listening, I'm going to make sure I check into that for you guys. But these, again, are some of the things that we, or shall I say, I, as your real estate agent, can make sure that you're receiving when you're looking at new construction. There's a few other caveats that are also involved when you're buying, but not too much more from that when you're buying new construction. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys an opportunity to stop straying from new construction, stop straying sometimes from the time frame that it takes for you to have that house built, unless it's necessary. But if you can buy something that's new, I'm here to kind of assist you through that process. And if you need to buy resale, I'm here to assist you through that process as well. Both of my homes that I purchased back in 1992 and in 2001 were new construction homes. And I enjoyed it immensely. I enjoyed the process. I enjoyed going down there, seeing the foundation being poured, taking pictures, and just being highly involved. So any of the builders, Handler, Paul Handler, let me give him a shout-out. He's got two great communities down in Townsend, family homes. He's got townhomes that are actually being built down as well off of Fieldstone Road. That's also in that Townsend area. And he's got a whole strip of land that he's actually building on. So watch for my post. This will be actually posted on my Real Estate Real Talk fan page. Again, that is Real Estate Real Talk fan page. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is Andrea Jaritos, and that last name is spelled H as in Harry, A-R-I, T as in Tom, O, S as in Sam, Andrea Jaritos. Shoot me a private message, and I'll be able to assist you with any questions. It's easy. It's fun. Sometimes there might be a little glitch. Don't let that be your hang-up, but enjoy the process and allow me to assist you. I love all my real estate agents. I love all my builders. I'm there. Again, please don't feel like you need to be a secret buyer and not share my name or any real estate agent that you're working with. They're there to actually pay us, not you. And do understand, real estate agents, as I'm reaching out to you in this podcast, a lot of the builders have now defunct the myth of if the buyer comes into the site without you, that they actually won't compensate you. Make sure that you start going to some of these builders and you make yourself presentable and present where you're working from and who you're with so that they can honor you. This is one of the things that I do on a regular basis here on Eyes While I'm doing this podcast. So make yourself friendly and open to seeing what they're doing and the projects that they're actually participating in so that you can educate your buyer as well on what's happening in the state of Delaware. Again, it's Andrea Jaritos with Keller Williams Realty. My cell phone number is 302-354-4271. My husband, Michael Jaritos, we have both been in the real estate business for over 16 years. We're licensed in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. And we also currently have some new home buyers that are purchasing in Maryland as well as we speak. Give me a call. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to answering any questions. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit